It is time for us to talk to Achie Adams. He's, of course, from Tourvest Travel Services, and Achie is the guy who we rely on to give us all the goss, all the inside info, the hacks around travel that only he knows because he's traveled so damn much. I think the guy has been through like 23 passports in his life. Achie, how are you, man?
A bit annoyed this morning, to be honest.
Why? What happened? What?
I can tell you polite, I can.
No, go ahead.
Now, replicate what happened this morning.
Get it off your chest. You go for it.
I screamed at my wife and I said, "Babe, the kids cucked in my tackies."
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
In your tackies?
Yeah, so that's my morning.
Oh, what? I mean, that's so spiteful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I
think the cat.
I think it's because I woke up too early, so it's actually your fault.
What a spiteful cat to do that to your shoes.
So that was my morning.
Listen, that happened to my brother once. We were on our way to school and his tog bag was in the car and he was like, "What smells like that?" And he opened up his tog bag and the cat or dog or something had made a coil right in the shoe. Hadn't touched the sides. It was like a perfect little turd in the shoe. And I thought, that is a mean, that's a vicious, horrible, angry little dog. I don't like that at all. So, Achie, I'm sorry you had to have that
no
start
worries,
to your
we're all
morning.
Good now.
But I did see you smiling while we were talking about all these things that people put in their cars.
Yeah. Now, one place you know about cars is Dubai.
Yes. Mm. Oh, wow. All those fancy, expensive supercars.
Yep. Yeah.
I wonder how many of them were claimed now with insurance.
Oh, plenty, I'm sure.
I wonder how many of them washed away and were in like parking lots where the owners had said, they'll be fine here. This is Dubai. Little bit of sun, it's not going to cause any trouble.
No, and I'm funny you mentioned the Tesla earlier. It was one of the cars nothing happened to. It actually floated.
Yeah?
Oh, there's videos of them floating around.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were okay?
They were okay.
Another win for Tesla. Like Jack says, you can't bet against Elon Musk.
You can't.
And,
you
know, in Dubai, these guys, they just come up with stuff. I saw the other day they've invented now after these floods, because it's not the first time that it's flooded. I think this was just probably the worst. They've invented these rubber dinghies that you can put your car on and tow it around.
Unbelievable. Those guys really do think of everything.
Yeah, so that's the breakdown service for the Bugattis. Yes. Breakdown service comes with a rubber dinghy, lifts the car up onto the boat.
I mean, first of all, welcome to our new studio.
Awesome. But I love it.
Thank you. But you've created the segue for us to go straight into talking about Dubai because it's such a bizarre place, right?
Yeah.
The rules that apply there just don't apply anywhere else. And they do figure things out because it's such a bizarre, rarefied world. I mean, how many times have you been there? And include the in transit. It's probably...
Yeah, about 8 or 10 times.
Amazing. Yeah. You like the place?
Because
you get people
it.
Who love Dubai and you get people who hate it.
I've seen it through a lot of transformation. I mean, if you go 1 year and go the next year, things have changed. So I've seen the transformation. I've got to admit, for me, it's become a bit sleazy.
Oh, okay. It's all the South Africans.
No, it's actually all the Russians. and the massage parlors and the nightclubs.
Really? Because it was quite moral.
And very modest.
And modest. People knew, even Westerners and people from all over the rest of the world who went there abided by the rules. It's Correct. Now, you're saying it's become a lot more loose.
It's not as modest anymore. In fact, it's so much so that people flaunt.
Slay queens.
Yeah, so you will see people jogging in their bikinis.
Wow. They would have been arrested once.
With all the plastic surgery that's been done, so you can imagine that sight. Huh. It's not the same, but I still think it has quite the appeal.
So would you suggest to someone to actually go there and check it out?
You got to experience it, mate.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see, I really can't say I know a lot about Dubai, which is why I'm relying on you this morning. When I have been there, it's really in transit.
Yeah. Look, I think for us, it actually, I know one of the topics we're talking about is Dubai is a hot destination.
Yeah.
It's come from nowhere. We spoke last year and it wasn't even on the list.
That's right.
And December saw some 50,000 South Africans in Dubai.
Yeah. Wow.
That is massive. If you consider South Africa's most popular destination, holiday destination is probably Mauritius.
Yeah.
And they see maybe 150,000 South Africans a year. In Dubai, getting a third of that in 1 month.
That's extraordinary, right?
It came out of nowhere. And I don't know. I mean, I've not seen Dubai do any promotional work or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, my daughters are the best. I mean, they're saying, "Daddy, when are you going to Dubai?"
Yeah.
I say, "Why?" "Well, we want you to taste something for us." taste something.
Taste something.
Mm. Yeah. Because on TikTok, they're seeing all these things about Wingstop. And I'm like, what is Wingstop? It's obviously a chain where you can get wings with special sauces, American brand, and as you know, in
Ross,
Dubai.
He started it. Yeah.
You get all these brands in Dubai. You got to taste it, record it, and bring it home so we can see what your reaction is.
Wow.
So it's these influences that they're getting.
That's probably what's pushing people
there. Not just that. I mean, you got the whole Habibi, come to Dubai.
Yeah. Kind of.
And then you get the Habibi, go away. No. There's too many of you if you saw what New Year's Eve looked like.
Oh, please. One of my friends posted a picture of himself with the whole thing, the whole outfit on. He had a falcon on his arm. He's wearing the headdress. Look, he's Lebanese, so
I'm laughing, but I did that too.
I think everybody has to. It's almost like a rite of passage there, right? Mm. And then you have to do the riding on the dunes
with safari.
That's part of it. There are all those amazing hotels which have been there now for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as you say, it's the influences.
Absolutely. I think that's what caught us by surprise.
Hmm.
And, you know, we get the bookings and we do it, but we're not counting. You know, it's like, oh, another one going to Dubai, another one going to Dubai.
When you add it all up.
Add it all up. It's quite a lot. And Dubai is not short of accommodation.
Wow.
From 3-star, from apartments and Airbnbs to, you know, the Uber luxury hotels. Sure. I think one of the deals we're talking about today, or two of them, are actually in Dubai.
Okay, well, let's just talk about expense, because Dubai looks like it costs a lot of money. Is it very, very expensive to go there? Is it expensive to visit? Is accommodation expensive? We know that flights are probably quite reasonable compared to other destinations because they route so many of them through there, right?
So I'll give you numbers.
Yeah.
If you want to fly direct, your starting price is probably around 12,000 Rand with Emirates.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting to go with Ethiopian Airlines, you can get away with about 8,500 Rand for a flight, which is not bad.
Okay.
Accommodation ranges, so it depends on your taste and where you're staying in Dubai.
Right.
I'll give you an indication. When I was there last time, I decided to split my stay, going with a family as well.
Right.
So I stay in Deira, which is the old part of Dubai. 5-star hotel, bed and breakfast was about $1,000 a night. Not bad. And that's for a family room.
Okay.
That was a family room. And then we went to Dubai Parks, which is kind of their Disney World.
Right.
Which we can do an entire show on, by the way. It's different.
Huh.
We went there. We stayed at Lapida. And the reason we stayed there, and this is the thing that's expensive in Dubai, activities.
Mm.
So if you want to go to Dubai Parks, there's no you don't distinguish between kids and adults. The price is the same.
Huh.
Your entrance is 1,000 Rand per day. Per park. There's four parks. So a family of four is paying $4,000 for the day to enter one park.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, another $4,000 to enter the other park, whether it's Legoland or Motion Gay. Whereas if you stay at Lapida, that's an autograph collection hotel, it's not cheap. It's about $5,000 for the night, but it includes the parks.
Okay.
So your clever. Access.
You see, this
included.
Is why everybody wants to know why we do this show. And Achie's giving you serious tips here to save money and to make it work for you.
Definitely.
The other thing is every activity, if you're going to Wild Wadi Water Park, it's $1,000. You want to go to Atlantis to go and see the aquariums, $1,000. Everything is 1,000 Rand per person. It's around in that region.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to explain eating in Dubai is if you want to eat at the popular spots or you know, restaurants, take what you'd pay here.
Yeah.
So if the two of us go out for lunch and we're going to spend maybe 350 Rand, 400 Rand for that meal for the two of us, it's going to cost you the same but in dirhams.
Damn.
Oh, so that is expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick on that is rather eat from the app, you know, the Mr. Delivery apps, Deliveroo is what they use,
mm-hmm.
Because you get all the deals on there where you get buy one, get one free.
Coupons and that kind
so
of
thing. So you can order the same Five Guys burger stack, but you'd get buy one, get one free.
That's pretty interesting. Okay, so let's just start where we should have started with this, because we skipped ahead to Dubai. It came up as it usually does. But let's just look at the hottest destination for 2024 so far. And you mentioned like South Africans like Mauritius, they like Dubai. Any surprises in there before we get to the actual hottest destination?
I think we mentioned before Egypt.
Okay.
And that Sharm el-Sheikh, which is beach region.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest reason for that is their number one tourists that go to Sharm el-Sheikh are the British. And there's currently a travel advisory in the UK for traveling to Egypt. And I think it's because of the Middle East conflict. So all those resorts are sitting empty.
How cheap are they?
Well, I've got one of the deals, which we'll bring up a bit later.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. It's an example of
By the way, all these deals you're going to find on travel.co.za, so you don't have to stress if you don't get the info now. Correct. You can just look it up there later.
So Dubai is still hot. I don't think it's going to let off this year, but Sharm el-Sheikh is definitely one to keep an eye on.
That's good, and that's on the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Some beautiful beaches, really, really smart hotels.
Good food.
Yeah. I know someone who went there just a couple of months ago. He said it was fantastic. He took his family.
And the great is to get there with Egypt Air, you stop over in Cairo and you can spend a day doing the tours of the pyramids and stuff like
that's
that.
Awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Okay, I like it. Mm. Okay, so you mentioned Dubai. We've talked now about Egypt. Any other deals that you want to highlight, and then we can get into the actual numbers.
Okay, so I'll fly through them. I'm not going to give you too much detail.
Cool.
We've got a place called the Kayon Jungle Resort, which is in Bali. So all these deals are minimum 40% off with travel.co.za at the moment.
Oof. Look at this. Here, it's on the screen now in case you want to see. If you're not following us on YouTube and you're not liking and subscribing, you're missing out because we've got it all up there for you to look at. The Kayon Jungle Resort. That looks amazing. How's that pool?
It's not cheap, right? That is the 40% off price.
Wow, so normally it would cost you 40% plus.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So 8,000 Rand per person to a night.
20,000 Rand a night is the normal price.
Okay, but you go for three or four nights, you got a proper holiday.
Correct. So we decided to choose places for the show that's not the ordinary.
Okay.
And you could supplement. A lot of people are doing this now. They'd book the cheap three-star in Bali, but spoil themselves for a weekend at a place like the Kayon Jungle.
Beautiful.
Resort.
That's smart.
That place looks fantastic. Yeah, it's all right. What else have we got?
We've got Dubai, the Atlantis The Royal, which is Dubai's newest posh hotel, opened in 2023 by none other than Beyonce herself.
Wow.
She charged them $25 or $24 million to open us to have a 60-minute set.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Saw that trending a couple of weeks ago,
And beautiful surprisingly, it's actually not a bad price. I mean, I know it's a discounted price, but that's actually for what you're getting over there is pretty decent. At 10 grand a night, it's Uber five-star luxury on the Palm. To get in the door, you need an invitation. So even if you're media and press and you go and you get to the front door, the bouncers are there and they're not going to let you in. I think it's because they get a lot of celebrity guests.
If you want a celebrity spot, that sounds like a good one, right? Yeah.
Correct. And if you got a booking, obviously, you get in.
Mm.
The last one, I think we spoke about this as well before. This is Saudi Arabia, Al Ula, the Habitas. And I promised I'd bring you a rate. And we managed to get you Habitas Al Ula rate.
Oh, wow.
There's a little video.
Now, hang on a second, because you told me last time we spoke, Achi, Saudi Arabia is really, they're playing hard to win. And this is the coolest, most interesting destination. They've got things no one else has.
Yeah.
I mean, the natural beauty there, the unspoiled, unexplored for most of us in the rest of the world, qualities of Saudi Arabia. And there's no shortage of money. So when they make a hotel or they put something in place or they develop some resort, they really do it properly.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going at it big time. Al Ula is one of the destinations, but they incentivize the hotels to come and build amazing properties. In Al Ula, Habitas and Banyan Tree, the popular ones, they're very, very expensive. But I don't know if you saw in that clip, there's a little trailer there. That's Salt Bay.
Yeah.
Even he was paid to come and bring a trailer of his
And look at the pool, look at the scenery, that desert. I mean, listen, when you think of the desert, you don't think of that. That's magnificent.
Definitely not.
So that's a luxury stay at Habitas. That's going to cost you about 14 grand a night.
Okay. I like this, though. This is worth saving for.
Yeah.
Got you. All right.
Yep.
All right. Then we go to Greece, Mykonos.
Who doesn't love Greece?
And a place that people would just die to go and stay at.
Oh,
this is in Mykonos. Kavutagu in Mykonos. That is at sunset, and as you can see, all the guests are sitting down in the pool to catch the rays or catch the sunset.
It's like, you know, this is the most Instagrammable thing I've seen.
Yeah, it is stunning. You got to book a year in advance.
Wow.
During the European summer.
What's the deal there?
This one's 16 grand a night.
You know what? For Mykonos, because we know it's expensive, and would that be in the middle of summer?
Middle of summer.
Wow.
So you could take your three star for 5 nights and pop over for 2 nights.
I had friends who go there and they said to me, it's hugely expensive. So if you can get it for that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know, even if it's just 2 nights, worth it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It looks like money well spent.
Damn.
Okay, then we get to the world's only 7-star hotel. I couldn't leave this out. That's the Burj Al Arab in Dubai. We all know that one. It's famous. It is still the only 7-star hotel.
Now, what makes it 7-star?
That's what I was wondering, too.
I've not been in, to be honest, because I know, like, just to go and have a high tea costs you about 5 grand.
Yo! Okay, so you basically, anything that is luxury that you can imagine, these guys have thought about.
Yeah, I've heard, and I stand to be corrected, but I've heard when you order a coffee, it's got pure gold dust on top of it.
Oh,
which means that night you're really going to cut gold.
Yeah.
What are we talking cost-wise?
23,000 rand as the low end and the high end for a standard room, by the way, not even a fancy room like the one on the right there, which is the underwater room. That probably costs about 75 grand a night.
A night.
Yeah. Oh, you got a dream, people. You got a dream. Yeah. You got a dream.
Yep.
Okay, but then we get to the fun stuff. So we're going to go with Phuket.
Okay.
We all know Phuket's really affordable. People underestimate it.
Yeah.
This is the Island Escape Resort by Burasari. It's on Coconut Island.
Yes.
It's not on Phuket mainland. It's its own island.
Mm. Right.
7 nights. Not a night. 7 nights.
So
it's 5-star.
I mean, you were telling us about like 10 grand a night for Saudi, for example. Yeah. Now we're talking 7,500 rand. For 7 nights.
Yeah,
person. And it's a 5-star hotel.
And the room we chose for that one, because the Thailand hotels like to give you different types of rooms. Mm. A standard room, a balcony room, a sea view room, garden view. We chose what's called a pool access room.
Damn.
So if you look at that picture, from your balcony, you walk straight into the pool.
Mm.
So the pool access room is 7,500.
Damn, that's
good. For 7 nights.
For 7 nights?
Not per night. For all 7 nights.
Fantastic.
Gareth, I think I need to book a vacation. Yeah, I might not be around.
That one's quite reasonable for 7 nights.
My goodness.
So all right, so you're bringing us the good, the bad, and the ridiculous.
While I was waiting, I actually did a search. I said, I know I pulled up this 5-star, very fancy private island kind of scenario. What does a normal 5-star go for?
Mm.
Under 1,000 rand.
No.
You can get 7 nights for 900 bucks. And that is for the room.
You're joking. Mm. So then you just have your flights and a couple of expenses.
That's it.
And, you know, things are cheap in Thailand. Thailand, I think, it's gone through a patch where it actually, you know, didn't have the same numbers as before.
Mm-hmm.
I think the airfares just jumped from 7,000 rand airfares to 12, 13,000 rand airfares, and people needed to adjust their budgets.
Mm-hmm.
But they've stabilized. You can fly with Singapore Airlines. They've got fantastic schedules. When they have a special, it's about 12 grand to Phuket, and another 1,000 rand gets you 7 nights accommodation.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
All right, so we've had just the most incredible deals here. You've got some of them that are probably a little bit too dear for some of us, but others that, you know what, you've got to experience some of this stuff. And I think it's so great that you've done the research for us.
We've got one more for you, Gareth.
Go on, bring it on.
One more.
So this is the Baron Sharm el-Sheikh Resort. Mm.
Okay, so here's Egypt, like you said.
Again, yeah. Here's the difference with this one. It is also 7 nights. It's also 5-star. It's 12 grand, not the 7.5. But this is all-inclusive.
Oh. So
that means all your meals, all your drinks, all your pancakes, all your pizzas, all your desserts, everything. Your wine, your beers, for all 7 nights.
Oh, wow.
That's 12 grand.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've thank goodness we've had Achi to do all our homework for us. Thank you. This is amazing. I love this. It's like you get to fantasize for a couple of minutes about where you want to go, and then you actually can go and book it. Travel.co.za. Make your dream holiday a reality. Achi Adams, thank you so much. Very good to have you here. Achi, of course, from Tourvest Travel Services. You can find out more on travel.co.za. All of those options are there.
Yep.
I mean, it's just waiting for you. Amazing.